Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As professional pollsters know, it is possible to manipulate the results by the way the question is phrased. Last Thursday, polling firm Epic MRA released the results of a poll asking Lansing residents if they would support the sale of the city government-owned Board of Water and Light. No other information was supplied. It was no surprise that only 10% of the people supported this idea, while 85% opposed it. Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero released the statement where he said, quote, "I am not at all surprised that misinformation and bias leads to skewed poll results," unquote. There were two major pieces of information withheld from survey respondents that I am confident would have produced a far different result. First, the Board of Water and Light is facing hundreds of millions of dollars in expenses, including building a brand new power plant to comply with the Environmental Protection Agency's new regulations. Second, the financial health team appointed in 2013 by Mayor Bonero has identified that the Lansing City government owes more than $600 million in unfunded employee pension and retiree health care benefits. This represents a liability of more than $5,000 for every man, woman, and child living in Lansing. The sale of the municipal utility might generate sufficient funds to avoid suffering under this massive taxpayer burden. Part of the problem in taking this poll is that the politicians have mostly tried to hide this devastating financial hole in the city's finances. In my mind, a more accurate poll question would have been to ask Lansing residents which of two options they preferred. If the question were asked along the lines of, quote, "In order to cover the Lansing City government's more than $600 million of unfunded liabilities, would you prefer A, to impose a $5,000 per resident or $20,000 per family of four one-time tax assessment, or B, have the city sell the Board of Water and Light with no increased taxes to residents," unquote. How would you answer that question? That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communication Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.